Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad James Baroud is here. Jim is, has become a member of our Brain Trust, whether he likes it or not. He's president and CEO of New Jersey Tech Council and sits on the state's New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, and he is someone that we're enjoying getting to know because of what he's doing to help create jobs and to keep jobs local. Jim Baroud, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So you guys had a big event last night, didn't you?
Well, there was a fun event actually. This event we had an event and I was at an event. So we had a competing for tech talent, which is an important topic we should talk about. And then I was at a fun state chamber event, which had impersonators with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, which was a lot of fun.
I bet that was. So tell us about the tech event.
Well, we had a conference on how companies can locate, attract, and retain talent. And many people aren't aware of this, but there is a tech talent shortage and a STEM talent shortage nationwide. So,
Jim, it's not just tech. Of course, almost every job these days has a tech component.
That's correct.
I don't think I've told you this, but my audience has heard me say this. I was talking to a man who built a greenfield paper mill plant. That's what his job was, is to build a paper mill out of nothing. You know, just bring it up out of the ground and operate it for till a resident shows up. And I asked him one time in the last few years, I said, how many of your employees use technology? I mean a computer, not just a mechanical device, but a computer, mm-hmm. in the direct performance of their job. He said 100%. I said, how many employees do you have? He said 400, half as many as the plant I built just like it 10 years ago. So almost every job has a tech component these days, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, in general, there's a talent crunch. But specifically for technical, IT, network, programmers, developers, those types are even in more demand. And there's, at last count, 600,000 job openings across the country. So,
yeah.
It's a tough market, and the universities can't pump them out fast enough, right?
And so
we're hoping we'll every year it'll help alleviate the demand, but the demand just seems to keep growing. So that's something I just want to touch on.
Which is one of the reasons why more and more parents are questioning the liberal arts approach to education, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's
I mean,
true.
They're
that's
saying,
true.
If I'm going to spend all this money, you need to get a technical degree of some kind.
Yep. Well, you know what's interesting, and I just sort of was reinforced this week, is the growth of what we call boot camps or certificate programs,
mm-hmm.
that you go through for 6 weeks or 6 months, and it really gets you up to speed on the latest programming technology. And once you have that, in addition to your, say, liberal arts degree, then you have, a nice combination of technical skills on top of thinking skills or interpersonal skills or, other skills that or analytical skills that make for a good combination and make you very attractive to employers.
Right.
So that's something that I think.
This is something, what you just said, Jim, is something that the people that I know who have done the research on how many companies there are out there, how many jobs that are going wanting, and there may be as many as 4 million across the country. I don't know if you've seen any of those research, but there are millions of jobs, not just high-tech, but, you know, somewhat technical, jobs that are going unfilled because, I mean, even if the person might be qualified to do the work technically, they may or may not be. When they show up, they don't look or act like they're qualified to work anywhere.
Well, that's a whole other topic.
I know, but this is this. You know, if you can't get past that, how do we ever get to? Are you qualified?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, and I think colleges are starting to understand that more and more. You know, with all these devices, right? Everyone, it's easy for a lot of students to be cocooned, digitally cocooned, right? They're just
right.
on their devices, not picking their head up, and not getting out and networking or talking to people and having...
Or assuming that the company should conform to their values. Did you see the interns? There was some company a couple of months ago, a group of interns thought that they should be allowed to dress however they wanted to, and so they put a petition together. I mean, they just showed up. They put a petition together and had all the 20-something interns sign it saying, this is what we think you should do. Well, they called them all in. They thought they were going to listen to them. They fired them.
Yeah.
Good for them, right?
Absolutely. And that's sort of another thing that companies and business leaders and owners need to worry about is accommodate. You know, how much do you accommodate, right? You're in a tech
mm-hmm.
crunch. You need the tech talent. But you also need to create a culture, right, where people are focused and engaged and don't want to, and can't just do whatever they want, right? You
right.
have to. So there's a spectrum, right? And I think you know we're finding this. You know, we're a small team, but even I am finding. You know, I have a few millennials. And I need to be flexible and open minded, and
right.
and bend a little bit. But when
but we have to meet in the middle, right?
That's right.
Because you're the one signing the front of the paycheck.
That's right.
And that's what so I tell. That's what I tell them. I say, let me tell you something. You know, I'm going to do whatever I can to make you happy and comfortable here, but as long as I sign the front of the paycheck, I'm going to have the last word.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And again, whether it's a small team or a big team, culture is becoming so much more
mm-hmm.
important, Jim, because if you can't attract and retain folks, whether they're millennials or older folks or younger folks, then you're going to be at a competitive disadvantage.
Well, and the thing is, though, is the culture is being compounded because you have so many different generations, right? Whose culture do we have here?
Exactly. So it's
that's what I want to talk about. When we come back after this break, I want you to spend some more time on the culture idea because I think that's really important. You want to give us a website?
Sure. NJTC.org.
NJTC, that stands for New Jersey Tech Council, NJTC.org. You can find out what they're doing over there in the Garden State. Jim Baroud and I will be right back. It's 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.